from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And we welcome Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. We all know him here as our former Allegheny County Executive. And in the midst of the Democratic National Convention, you have been to these conventions in the past. It's quite an undertaking. Both parties putting on these big shows for a four-day stretch, but I know they plan probably years in advance to do it.
They really do. And then, of course, the way this year being a unique year when the president himself decided not to run just a matter of weeks, I'm sure they had to do a lot of pivoting and changing and how things can operate. The other thing people don't realize is during the day, there's an awful lot of events too. We see the nighttime events at the big center where they have it, but at the various locations around town, you will have different events where I'm sure people like, say, Governor Shapiro is going around to see different delegations, the different state delegations. So you will have a lot of, quote unquote, notable people who will be there talking about different issues, and maybe some folks from the past, former presidents, former senators, former governors, who make the rounds as well.
The Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. How do you cast your vote?
Let's go, Pennsylvania, let's go! My name is Mayor DeJuan Walker from the great city of Aliquippa, Beaver County. My city's a city of legends, the only high school in America with 3 Hall of Famers. I took this seat in 2009 when my sister was murdered. I wanted to do better. 15 years she's been gone. 12 years this city has been under my watch. I'm grateful for the opportunity to lead my city. I'm grateful for the state of Pennsylvania. God bless everyone in this room. I love this state. Thank you.
DeJuan B. Walker. So I was really surprised because we just had Mayor Walker on Monday because the Harris Walz bus tour started here, as you know, in Pittsburgh, and one of their stops was Aliquippa, and they were practicing football. And with Tim Walz, a former football coach, it made sense. And DeJuan B. Walker, also associated with the football team as well as being the mayor, I was surprised to see him. How did that happen, do you suspect?
Well, he's an active mayor. I've known Mayor Walker for over 10 years. When he first got elected, I was getting elected around the same time. And he did spend a lot of time in Allegheny County. And I would spend some time, you know, Beaver County. The airport kind of comes together there. He is very active. He's very passionate about his town. He's very passionate about Beaver County. And I'm not surprised to see him there. I think the other thing, and I heard you talking to Chairman Hens Greco yesterday talking about the strategy of going to Beaver County, the Harris Waltz campaign going to Beaver County. One of the criticisms a number of years ago when Hillary Clinton was the candidate, that she only came to Pittsburgh, only came to Oakland, only came to Pittsburgh and didn't branch out into these outlying counties. And the fact that the Harris Waltz went to Beaver as their first trip maybe talks about a different strategy that we may see here in Western Pennsylvania.
Yeah, because the big cities, Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, are Democratic strongholds, and then the caller counties, and now you're a big part of all this, have been blue. So for them to go out and reach out and maybe snag some more votes, obviously that's the intent.
But the one thing that I've learned over my years is showing up gives you some street cred. You get some support when you do that. I've gotten to watch this over the last month going to these county fairs. The county commissioners of these counties, they're at these fairs because they want to meet the people. They know the people in their communities, and the people get to interact with them. So if candidates don't go to these caller counties, they feel neglected. They feel left out, and they're going to vote for the other candidate. They're going to vote for a Donald Trump or vote for whoever shows up. So it's one thing I've seen with Governor Shapiro. He spends a lot of time, and Lieutenant Governor Davis, they do spend time, not just in the Pittsburgh and Philadelphia's. They branch out to the Butlers, the Westmorelands, the Beaver Counties, because those folks have the same needs that the big city folks do.
There are 67 counties, so if you want to touch them all, it's an effort. It's a big road trip.
And quite frankly, when somebody of a national stature shows up at a small town, it's even a bigger deal than when they come to Pittsburgh or Philadelphia.
Well, stay with us this hour. We're going to update you on a Pittsburgh supercomputer center, also Literacy Pittsburgh, teaching 5,000 people. We'll get the details on all that with Rich Fitzgerald. And coming up next, we're going to check on some county fairs as we get ready to wrap up county fair season. The Big K Morning Show. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. And we welcome from Beaver County, Jack Manning, who Rich says Commissioner Manning's been doing this for a few semesters, right?
Well, this is a second term for Commissioner Manning. And Commissioner Manning, though, in his previous career, had an over 30-year career in the chemical industry. So he's very, very familiar with things like the Shell Petrochemical, the cracker plant, which came about under his watch. But we're going to talk a little bit about that. But we also want to talk about the county fairs that are going on. Commissioner Manning, welcome.
Great to be with you this morning. Hey there, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Great.
So I'm going to actually go to the Hookston Fair. I've been doing a number of the county fairs around, and it looks like it's been around for many, many years, over three quarters of a century. Tell us a little bit about some of the things that are going on at the Hookston Fair.
Well, it's great. Great to be with you both. I really appreciate the opportunity. Yeah, the Hookstown Fair actually started in 1946. This is the 78th consecutive Hookstown Fair. We don't have a county-run fair per se, but obviously we support the Granges that were so prominent in Beaver County and all the farming that still exists here in the county. So this is a great fair. For those of you that know, it's on Route 30 there in Hookstown, the little town of Hookstown. But it's a typical fair, 5-day fair, started yesterday in earnest, and will continue through Saturday. And it's got all the typical fair activities and rides and all the different amenities that you would expect at that, from the livestock judging to demolition derbies to all the different rides, and my favorite, the food. There's some great farm-to-table food events, and you'll certainly get your good fare food there if you go to Hookstown.
Well, tonight we have the Demolition Derby as well as the 4-H Youth Cattle Judging. So a lot of activities tonight. And then late afternoon, bingo, which is obviously a Western Pennsylvania event that we all love. arrived here. It was good to see you last week, Commissioner, at the opening of the Shell Sports Complex in Aliquippa. We were talking about Mayor Walker being at the convention. Again, a lot of exciting things happening in Beaver County, and it looks like I've seen some of the stories at the Shell plant. Looks like they're getting things underway in a little better way than we saw at the opening, say, a year ago.
Yeah, I stay in close contact with my former colleagues. I worked in that industry for over 35 years before I left and started my own business and ran the Chamber of Commerce, as you know, before I got voted into office 5 years ago. And that industry is very near and dear to my heart. I know the caliber of the people that run those plants inside those fence lines. And they had a lot of new technology, a lot of new things happening. It took them a while to sort it out. A lot of people were disappointed with that, myself included. But no more disappointed than they were themselves with how things started off. But they've been up and operating at full capacity now for some time, and I'm confident they'll continue to be the good neighbor that I know them to want to be and that they will be, as they are currently. So pretty excited about the future. And it's just not the jobs inside those plants. It's the total economic impact that this has had on Beaver County. And it's been substantial. And there's some great people.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There. And then, of course, all the labor that it took to build that, getting up to this point. And Rich, you and I were at the airport tour the other day. And it's great to see Beaver County Steel and a lot of Beaver County labor now constructing the new airport terminal. So exciting times for Beaver Countyans.
It really is. And you're glad you mentioned that, because that really is, the airport is really our regional asset for all the folks in southwestern Pennsylvania that use that. And as you mentioned, all the steel that was constructing the beams and the tree columns, as people will see when they go out there, was constructed, was made in Ambridge in Beaver County. It's simple steel. So I know Christina Kasotis and her team wanted to make sure as much Pittsburgh and the Pittsburgh region was going to be part of that construction. And it looks like she's been able to do that. I'm actually glad you also mentioned about the jobs. I mean, some people criticize back to Shell that, you know, there aren't a lot of as many jobs as they said, but it's not just the people who work at the plant and get a W-2. It's all the contractors that we call the 1099 workers, the gig economy, who are there and, quite frankly, filling up a lot of the hotels that you have in Center Township and in and around the region.
Yeah, it's, re- Mark, although everybody said, well, now the plant's complete, what's going to happen to all those hotels? And by the way, we went from, you know, a half a dozen to 8 hotels up to 19 in no time. And I don't know what the total number is now. I forgot. But our hotel tax revenue has barely dropped off at all. As a matter of fact, it's stayed pretty steady since startup and construction has stopped. So a lot of the hotel rooms are from visitors, but also other people in the area doing business with the industry now in Beaver County. So we're still attracting a lot of people into the hotel rooms. But you're right. I mean, it's I know as a former plant manager, I had a 2-to-1 ratio of contract workers to my permanent employees that were on staff with me, because you constantly have maintenance, vendors coming in and out, repairs, supplies. It's more significant than the numbers that people attribute to the site. And then you have the induced jobs. I can tell you we would not have gotten through the pandemic if it hadn't been for all those construction workers. And you look at our legacy riverfront towns and the small mom-and-pop shops, they're doing very well now. We've had a tipping point where they've come back from the unemployment lows and all the shutdowns that we had. And that's all part of that same economy and the fusion of people and buying power that's occurred since Shell has come in.
And before you go, we don't want to run out of time before we hear about the Big Knob Grange Fair.
Yeah, well, you know, as long as Hookstown's been around, the Big Knob Grange Fair is actually 82. This is their 82nd annual fair. A lot of the same amenities, the livestock shows and the like, and the food at that one is tremendous. That begins next week, August 22nd through the 31st. That's up on Grange Road in Houston Wickley. So different part of the county. It's kind of neat that we have these two fairs, one down in the south corner there. The Hookstown Fair gets a lot of people from Washington County, Allegheny County, and also the tri-state area gets some folks from West Virginia and Ohio. The Big Knob Fair gets a lot of folks down from Butler and the northern part of the county. A lot of farming communities up there as well. And very excited about kicking that one off next week as well.
A lot of exciting things going on in Beaver County. There's no question. And during political season, it looks like the candidates have found the importance and want to spend some time in your fair county commissioner. So watch the traffic, watch out, and should be an exciting couple of weeks and couple of months.
Well, thank you so much, Rich. You've always been very gracious in your support of Beaver County, even going back to when you were county executive in Allegheny County. And I personally and collectively, we really appreciate your support. And thanks for having me on today.
Thanks, Commissioner. All right.
Jack Manning, Beaver County Commissioner on the Big K Morning Show. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Rich Fitzgerald in studio. He is the executive director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. 10 counties in the city, right, Rich?
It is indeed, yes.
And one of those counties?
All the black and gold community, as we like to say. The root for the black and gold.
I heard Andy Masick, we just ran one of his time capsule, the history pieces about how we became, all the sports teams are black and gold. You know, the professional teams, and it was surprising because there's no other city that
oh no, that. We're unique, absolutely, yeah.
And that was apparently William Pitt's coat of arms was black and gold, so it dates way back before you or I were here.
Did he have a towel though? Do we know if he had a gold towel that he waved as they
Myron Cope.
Conquered the British or conquered the French?
I heard Pat McAfee, who grew up in Plum, played NFL. He was a kicker for the Colts. He's one of the hottest guys in.
His podcast is absolutely, yeah.
And college football, and he was given an homage to Myron Cope. Meanwhile, we're going to take you to Westmoreland County this morning. You got the Westmoreland County Fair coming up, and we welcome Commissioner Doug Chu. Good morning.
Good morning, Commissioner. Let me set this up a little bit. Commissioner Chu is a lifelong teacher, professor at the University of Pittsburgh. So while he lives in Westmoreland County and represents Westmoreland County, he often spent a lot of time fighting the traffic in Oakland. But we want to talk about some of the things going on in Westmoreland County. Welcome, Commissioner.
Good morning, Rich and Larry. Thank you for having me on today. I don't miss that traffic heading into Oakland every day. I will say that.
It was moving. It's moving week this week, and I actually had a meeting in Oakland yesterday, and I did get stuck, and I was thinking about you, Commissioner, and I'm sure you don't miss that.
I definitely don't. This would be a week we would try to be off.
Exactly.
And all the while, I think you're one of the last big county fairs this week around the region.
We are. Our fair is traditionally toward the later part of August. Oftentimes, in the last few years, a few school districts actually start back by the end of the week as the fair is concluding.
Now, I know a lot of the fairs, the 4-H clubs from the various school districts are big participants in the fair, doing a lot of work with the livestock, et cetera. Does that have an effect on how you're able to, how the fairs are able to operate?
Not really. I think a lot of schools understand that this is the culmination of a year-long project for these kids. There's 477 4-H club members this year, and there'll only be a few of them that will have to be there through the end of the week to manage their livestock or other projects. So I think our schools are very understanding that Westmoreland County life includes a rural component. That's kind of what keeps people here.
You know, one of the things, the background of Commissioner Chu being a biophysics and doing a lot of grant writing for University of Pittsburgh, and that was an important thing for our economy. You see life sciences being so important. The other thing they've got, and I took a tour with the commissioner about a month or so ago, we rode around in a driverless truck in Westmoreland County, Stack AV, one of our big companies. They were riding on Route 70 and 119. And Commissioner, wasn't that something to see, the automation and how this truck could just drive all by itself?
I've got to say, that was one of the most amazing things and experiences I've had as a commissioner. I never would have imagined whenever I was younger that a massive tractor-trailer truck would get on and off multiple interstates and have no issues driving by itself.
It had to be, at the same time, a little unsettling to watch this truck drive itself, right?
Well, there was a trained CDL licensed driver in the seat that could take over control at any moment. And so I really felt very comfortable the whole time.
But the individual never had to. That was what was so amazing.
Right, right.
It could change lanes. It could get off the exit. It did all these things, come to the stop sign, make the turn without anybody touching it. It was just an amazing thing to see. The one thing, and I don't know if you've experienced this as well, Commissioner, the fact is it only goes the speed limit. So when we're on Route 70, it's going 55 miles an hour because that was the speed limit where we were, and everybody's passing it going, you know, 70, 75. And it's following the rules because it's programmed that way where none of the rest of us are.
Right, right. But I agree, Rich. It was a fabulous experience.
The one thing I came to note, and I'm sure you did as well, the amount of electrical energy to run all these systems. We're going to really need a tremendous amount of data center electricity and electrical energy to run these programs as we move into this new economy. And I think a lot of it's going to happen in your county, where we're going to have to build these massive power plants.
There definitely will be a need for increased electricity. And I know our Industrial Development Corporation, that executive director, Jason Bergoni, has had some meetings with groups interested in bringing some new electrical innovations to Westmoreland County in our industrial parks to support the type of data center activities you're talking about, Rich.
Yeah, and I also think, I mean, you have a tremendous community college here as well, the Westmoreland Community College, doing some groundbreaking training for the generations of folks in the next generation for the jobs to come.
Most definitely. And I'm especially proud of our Advanced Technology Center, which really has no rival in southwestern Pennsylvania. It does a fabulous job of training kids for the technology that the 21st century here needs.
Well, Professor, we appreciate your time this morning, and good luck with the Westmoreland County Fair. Westmoreland County Commissioner Doug Chu, who is a professor, too.
Good to be with you, Commissioner. Good to have you with us. Good luck.
Thank you, Rich. Thank you, Larry. Have a good day.
Take care.
Morning show. Getting ready to wrap up our hour with Rich Fitzgerald, who went to see Bruce Springsteen Sunday night at PPG Paints. I went last Thursday. What a great show.
Unbelievable. 74 years old. And I don't know when what he talked about when you saw him, but he mentioned nostalgic things about when he started his first band and how he's the last guy living from the band. And one of his friends had just passed. And, you know, you could just tell. You don't know if you're going to see him again. I've seen him a number of times over the years.
It's been 8 years since he's been in Pittsburgh.
He used to come almost every year.
He loves the region.
He loves Pittsburgh.
Joe Grushecki's a friend of his, and he came on stage Sunday, right?
And I've seen Joe, and I've gotten to know Joe over the years, and Joe's you talk about a Pittsburgh icon. And Bruce, back in the day, would show up at the Decade or wherever where Joe was playing and just kind of surprise him. And then, you know, to bring Joe on stage the other night, that was electric.
Before you go, I want to hear about this artificial intelligence Pittsburgh Supercomputer Center.
Well, there's a lot of words and a lot of, you know, word salad, but AI and supercomputing is where the future is going. In Pittsburgh, again, we're right in the heart of it. And the fact that we got this big grant, almost a $5 million grant from the National Science Foundation for supercomputing, is going to be great. We talked about that with Commissioner Chu and all the needs of electrical power that's going to have to transform. We talk about the future, but what is it for us? Jobs and opportunities for our future. And also, you know, as we come up next week, we're going to have Darren Kelly, the president of the AFL-CIO Labor Council, Allegheny-Fayette. The big Labor Day parade comes up, and we always know during presidential years we tend to get some big surprise visit. So maybe Darren can fill us in over who we're going to get for the big parade coming up.
And Literacy Pittsburgh, when you think of literacy, a lot of times you just think of students. But in this case, it includes a lot of adults that never learned to read.
Literacy Pittsburgh has been doing a great job for a number of years, and they help not only teach people to read, help them get their GED, help them with basic computer skills, which is needed to compete and be able to operate in today's society. They train over 5,000 people a year. These are adults that maybe dropped out of high school or didn't go through the normal curriculum that many of us do. They're a great, great organization, and they're the leading ones in the state of giving people a second chance and another opportunity to improve their lives.
Great stuff as always, Rich. We'll see you next Wednesday.
See you next week. Looking forward to it.
All right. Thanks, Caitlin.
Thanks, Larry.
You made it.
I made it.
Through the Mount Lebanon traffic. Kids back to school. Speaking of which.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.